40 days in the book of John, when I am lifted up, John 12, verses 23, 24, and verse 32. Jesus replied, "Now the time has come for the Son of Man to enter into his glory. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." Hi, this is Jim Brown. The last half of the book of John deals with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. These words from Jesus occurred just after his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on the back of a young colt riding over palm branches and the crowd yelling, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel!" Jesus was trying again to prepare his followers for what would happen to him. He had done that before, but no one really quite understood. Here, Jesus gives the illustration of a kernel of wheat and what it must do to produce an entire stalk of wheat, which is part of a plentiful harvest. Jesus was telling them that what was going to happen to him would produce a plentiful harvest of believers who followed Jesus. It's easy to criticize Jesus' disciples for not getting it when Jesus told them of what was coming. The crowds, too, hoped that Jesus was the new, mighty King of Israel and would help kick the Romans out so that Israel could again be in charge. Jesus, though, the Son of God, was on a mission, and that mission included needing to die like a kernel of wheat, planted like in the grave, and then, as it says in verse 32, "And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." Jesus was preparing his followers for his coming death, burial, and resurrection. My prayer. Lord, it's always been easier for me to see your hand at work as I look at things that have happened. For these disciples, I can understand how difficult it must have been to comprehend what you were trying to tell them. But I want to thank you again for all that you have done. Amen.